And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, it's the second hour of the Earshot 20. How's it going? I'm Anthony Inman, Brian Cleveland in studio with you, and we are now about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Wondering what's at that website? Well, Brian will let you know.
You'll find that Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at that website. Again, earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted every week by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. And there's also specialty charts on there, reviews, interviews, and loads more. So go check it out right now.
There you go. You can also find us online, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure through this show, we're happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. So artist features galore on this show. Please get in touch with us, and we're happy to do that. Also, this week, very special show for us. We've been talking about it in the first hour. We're going to talk about it again in this hour because it is that important. It is our fund drive episode. We are taking pledges from you, our listeners, and putting those towards great things here at this station, our host station, Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. Everything from fixing small bits and pieces like a little headphone jack piece to bigger projects as well, like installations of boards and everything else that you can imagine needs to happen at a campus radio station in order to make it happen, in order to make shows like this possible. And it's really important to donate. As Brian mentioned in the first hour, your money is important to the station because we don't have big budgets like some other mainstream media have access to.
That's right. Your donations go a very, very long way to supporting the kind of work that is done here by amazing volunteers such as ourselves.
So there you go.
Oh, no, I just called myself amazing. That's not really appropriate.
Well, you are amazing.
You're amazing,
Brian.
Anthony.
And you're amazing, too.
Oh, thanks.
So give us a call if you'd like. If you're listening to this program on October 31st, Hallows Eve, if you can imagine, you can give us a call, 506-648-5925, between 5 and 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, or you can head to the website, localfm.ca, click the donate button, all kinds of options there. And if you're listening to this on a partner station, consider opening your wallet and your heart to them as well. It is a great feel-good thing to be giving money to your campus radio station, and they need it, so give them your support. We're going to kick things off, and in this hour of the program, the top 10, Shelley Robinson from the NCRA joins us. We have Stephen Karlick on the program in this hour as well, and Brian has the lowdown. It's jam-packed. We're going to start it all off with number 10.
Don't go anywhere. You're going to hear from the Rural Alberta Advantage at number 10 for number 12, Mended with Gold, and the track called This City. Green Belly by Ty Siegel at number 9, up from number 14, Manipulator, and Sitting Still at number 8 is Tops from the album Picture You Staring. You're going to hear a track called Sleep Talker. Again, it's our funding drive. It's our best episode of the year.
Woo!
You don't want to tune out and go anywhere. All kinds of great stuff coming your way. Give us a call, area code 506-648-5925, or donate online at localfm.ca/donate.
Here's the Rural Alberta Advantage, This City, your number 10 this week. Stick around, it's the Earshot 20.
The city's cold and it cuts through my toque. I file into your rust-covered coupe. I don't know what we're gonna do. I don't wanna be there by you. See explode through the defrost. They're my two. I'm just stuck sitting here loving you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
That was Sleep Talker by Top. Sitting Still. Number 8 is Picture You Staring. Before that, you heard from Ty Siegel and Green Belly. a track from Manipulator, number 9 up for number 14. And kicking off this hour of the program at number 10 up for number 12 was the Rural Alberta Advantage from Mended with Gold. You heard The City.
Welcome back to the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums across the nation from earshot-online.com. We are in the middle of our funding drive here at our host station, Local 107.3 FM. You can give us a call live in the booth at 506-648-5925 or localfm.ca. Click on the donate tab or go directly to localfm.ca/donate. We're back on the line here with Stephen Karlick, senior editor at Exclaim magazine, to give us a rundown of some of the music news happening this week, as well as some of his favorite music out in the world. And we're going to start off with a story about Polyvinyl, who have a new single series on the way.
Yes, last year the record label Polyvinyl tapped a bunch of its artists to create a single series, which was a mail out for fans where you got vinyl in the mail, which is always fun, especially if you are a supporter of music on vinyl. This year they'll be doing it again, and they have tapped Of Montreal, Deerhoof, and MGMT for this second run. In the sequel to last year's batch, we'll offer up a new 7-inch to subscribers every month. The releases will be pressed on colored vinyl and will feature 2 songs from each artist in the series. All of the artwork will be done by Jesse Ledoux. Other artists other than the ones mentioned are The Dodos, DuckTales, David Bazan, Crooked Fingers, Foxygen's Jonathan Ratto, Telekinesis, St. Pepsi, and many more, Jacko Gardner included. So many more for fans of vinyl who might be interested in subscribing. The artist contributions were recorded with a 4-track cassette recorder, so they'll likely sound lo-fi, and there will be a total of 1,000 available. So if you're interested in that kind of thing, head over to exclaim.ca for more information.
Pretty cool release, and you can find out more information about that, of course, also at polyvinylrecords.com. And you also have some information to share with us, loads of info about M for Montreal.
Yes, lucky Montreal dwellers will be excited for M for Montreal, one of the city's biggest festivals, along with Oceaga and Pop Montreal. Featuring a few early reveals, the organizers behind this year's festival have uncovered all of the lineup details, with big names attached, including Bad Bad Not Good, The OCs, and Dan Bochner's new band Operators. More than 150 bands will be spread out across 20 venues around Montreal between November 19th and 22nd. This includes local favorites like Cadence Weapon, Fanny Bloom, Dead Obies, Tommy Cruise, Elephant Stone, Mozart Sister, Sean Nicholas Savage, USA for Vietnam, and Little Scream. A bunch of out-of-towners will also make their way to Montreal, including Nils Fromm, Toro y Moi offshoot Les Sins, Lydia Ainsworth, High End, July Talk, Quintron, Miss Pussycat, Teen Anger, Moon King, and many more. So definitely, if you're going, that's exciting news that those others will be joining the fun. But if you haven't yet and you live in Montreal or are planning to travel there, definitely something worth looking into.
Pretty cool. And you also have some information about Dirty Beaches, and I'll leave it up to you to decide whether you're giving the good news or the bad news first.
I guess let's start with the sad news, which is that Alex Jang Hung Tai has decided to end his Dirty Beaches project, which is very sad news for fans of the band. He will, however, end that with an instrumental LP called Stateless. As it turns out, it will be the last release from Dirty Beaches. He wouldn't give a concrete answer as to why he was dismantling the project, but the artist did say that Dirty Beaches had come to an end. While he wasn't clear about what he would do next, he promised that he would still release new music under different aliases. He tweeted a few days ago that, "Hi guys, thank you for all the support of Stateless. It's sad to say goodbye to DB, but rest assured, new projects coming, new music coming soon, 2015. So sad news, but also good news, I suppose. It should end on a good note. That new album, Stateless, will arrive on November 4th, courtesy of Zoo Music.
All right, definitely looking forward to that new record and seeing what he brings out following that. We're going to throw it over to Stephen one last time here as he brings us his favorite song this week.
Yes, my song pick of the week. And before I do that, I just want to reach out to all listeners. If you're listening right now, it means that you appreciate community radio, local radio, and it is Pledge Week, so you can support your local radio at localfm.ca and pledging this week. It's a great way to support Canadian music. It's a great way to spend your afternoon listening to the radio. So do that. Make sure that you support the community and community radio at Local FM. My song pick of the week is from Bad Bad Not Good. The song is called Kaleidoscope. You might have heard it from their last album, 3, which came out this year. But this is actually a remix of it by a Montreal artist named Catronata. He's up and coming. He's got an album out from 2 years ago, from 2012. But he's working on new stuff. This is Catronata's flip of Kaleidoscope by Bad Bad Not Good. Enjoy the remix. It's on now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot 20. Extra.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim Magazine, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Bar Brothers, Weezer, Flying Lotus, Lowell, The Flaming Lips, Caribou, Goat, Tinashe, King Tuff, and more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
Yeah.
That was Headbanger by King Tough. Sitting still at number 6 is Black Moon Spell. There, latest, you also heard from Sloan with Cleopatra. There at number 7, down from number 5 from Commonwealth. And Stephen Karlik, as he always does, brings you a great track. His pick this week was Kajanada's Flip on the Bad Bad Not Good track, Kaleidoscope.
All right, second hour of the Earshot 20. You're hearing a lot of great music today, and of course, we're also taking your calls in the booth at the radio station, our home station, Local 107.3 FM. So if you're listening to this on Friday, October 31st, which happens to be Hallows Eve, then please give us a call and make your pledges if you would like to donate for our fund drive. And of course, you can donate to many great campus and community radio stations across Canada if you're listening to this in a rebroadcast on one of our partner stations. We're taking a break from the charts right now. We're going to catch up with Shelley Robinson from the NCRA. She's the executive director of the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Shelley, welcome back to the Earshot 20.
Thank you very much, and happy Halloween.
Thank you. And I don't get a chance to say that a lot because we don't normally do a lot of repeat interviews, but it's good to say welcome back to somebody.
Oh, I'm happy to be back.
So I know that you see the importance in community radio. Just give us a little bit of your insight into how important it is for people to be generous and giving to community radio and why that's important.
Absolutely. So campus and community radio is radio by and for the community. I started, for instance, as a listener when I was 16, and it was 1992, which dates me. And I actually like to say it's the original form of social media because it wasn't just me listening to the radio where I heard all local bands and stories about things that were happening in my community that I couldn't access anywhere else, but I also had an opportunity to engage. So there was a guy in my math class who was on the radio, and I could call into shows and make requests and talk to the DJs, and I remember calling once because I wanted to find out more about a book that the programmer was talking about. So all of that exists, but we have a tendency sometimes to just kind of think that stuff happens. And it does, but it needs support to happen. And the budget at community radio stations, campus and community stations, are tight. And so every sort of dollar that people can donate is a really big deal. So for sure, when I was doing my regular show, I was whipping up friends and family, but also just nothing more gratifying than that person who, you know, has been a listener calling and saying, I really love your show and I want to support, you know, what you do and where you do it. The capacity for St. John to have that exists because people are donating to local FM.
And we see it a lot, even across the nation. Lots of successful funding drives every year, and almost every campus community radio station will be doing this at some point in the year because it is important to donate because of just the amount of resources that goes into running a radio station, maintaining a radio station, isn't supported by the budget that a campus radio station or community radio station has compared to, say, commercial radio.
Oh my goodness! Like, it's orders of magnitude difference. In terms of, you know, I'm trying to actually get a number. So it's like for every dollar invested in community radio, like what is the outcome? Because stations are so good at stretching their dollars. But the point is, you know, yes, a station is good at stretching their dollars, but they can't stretch what they don't have. And so, yes, Local FM is lucky that it gets a student levy, so students contribute part of that, and that they're eligible for some grants, and that's awesome. But if people from the community don't also step up, then, I mean, they're, you know, the station is not going to be what it can be and what it is. It's kind of just withers, right? Like, it needs that community support.
And so I want to talk a bit about the Friends of Community Radio program that you guys have going on. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So the same way that stations need support, so the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the NCRA, is an umbrella association. We have more than 85 members across Canada. And so, you know, they're all doing the best they can and asking for the community to contribute. And what we do is we exist so that stations We help stations get on air and stay on air in terms of working with the CRTC and around regulations, around copyright tariffs. We help amplify underrepresented voices through our stations. So, you know, we ran a project, in fact, Local FM participated, where people were telling stories about the local impact of Indian residential schools. We're celebrating and fostering great radio through our awards and through trying to provide resources for people to sort of, you know, make great radio. So all of that is awesome and important, but it can't exist without funding as well. And we don't have any stable support or core funding at all. So this is a way for people who maybe love a specific station, but maybe also love the idea of community radio, to directly support the NCRA in our work. So every month we're asking for people to donate somewhere between sort of $10 to $20 a month. So a nice kind of lunch out once a month, so that we can work to really strengthen and promote and grow community radio across Canada.
And so pack your lunch that day and have, as I now found out, you enjoy a tuna sandwich, have a tuna sandwich, bring that to work with you. And you can donate to the Friends of Community Radio program, which is just a great way to give back. And of course, a national organization like yours, there are all kinds that exist that do support large bodies. But you guys, as a station needs the money to help run, you also need that money to help inject that support and resource into community and campus radios across the nation.
Exactly.
All right, Shelley, thanks very much for joining us. We really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to chat with us.
Yeah, and thanks for having me.
And we're going to get back into the charts now. Again, you can give us a call right now if you are listening to this on October 31st, live from Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. 648-5925 is the number in the booth. You can also visit us online, localfm.ca, and you can make your donation online. Or if you're listening to this in a rebroadcast at one of our other stations, please consider giving to your local station. The money goes a long way. Brian's going to let you know now what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Flying Lotus, a track called Turtles from You're Dead, his latest record at number 5, up for number 7, and Sitting Still at number 4 is Rich O'Coin, Always the Same, as the track you're going to hear from Ephemeral.
Number 4. We get up and we pray.
It's the Earshot 20.
That Was Always the Same by Richo Coyne. Sitting Still, number 4, is his latest record, Ephemeral. And Flying Lotus at number 5, or for number 7, a track called Turtles from his latest record, You're Dead.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Canada's national countdown show of the records that are charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland, also in studio, and we're doing this countdown on a very special week for our home station, Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. It is funding drive for us, and so we are asking you to call in and give us your pledges. If you want to do so, 506-648-5925. If you're listening to this live on October 31st, and from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. If not, you can always head to our website, localfm.ca, and click the donate button. We're going to take a break from the charts right now and bring you another segment that we love to bring you every week. It's a snapshot of what's happening on the charts below the top 20, because we can't give you the whole top 50. That would take forever, and you might get bored. So we're going to give you an idea of what's debuting on the charts below the top 20 and may have a chance to make it into the national top 20 in the weeks to come. And we call this...
It's the Lowdown. On the Earshot 20.
8 debuts this week below the top 20, kicking off the Lowdown at number 50 this week is the debut album from Calgary rockabilly band The High Strung Downers, entitled Here She Lies. Dirty Catfish Brass Band hail from Winnipeg, and their debut album Brass Riot finds a place in the charts at number 48. Sounds from the Workshop is the new triple disc collection of exclusive live session tracks from Canadian and international artists, recorded by CGSW 90.9 FM in their world-class studio and released in conjunction with their funding drive, which is also happening right now, and it comes in at number 47. Another debut LP, this time at number 38, coming from Absolutely Free, a trio made up of members from Day, Month, Year. At number 35 is Rootsy Manitoba trio The Crooked Brothers, who have released their third studio album, Thank You, I'm Sorry, via Transistor 66. At number 30, Encyclopedia is the third album from Brooklyn indie pop group The Drums, now operating as a duo. Next up is the latest release on Fixture Records from Montreal group Moss Lime. Their debut EP, July 1st, is at number 28. And closing out the Lowdown at number 23 is the latest album from O Susanna, entitled Name Dropper. The album was crowdfunded nearly 2 years ago and features songs penned by contributors like Joel Plaskett, Ron Sexsmith, Jim Cuddy, Luke Doucette, Melissa McClellan, Jim Bryson, Royal Wood, Old Man Ludica, Amelia Curran, The Good Lovelies, and more.
Oh, thanks for that, Brian. So that gives you a little idea as to what's below the top 20, but could be making its way up into the top 20 in weeks to come. Only 3 more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete and another show done. So we'll remind you one more time, 506-648-5925. If you want to call us in the studio right now at Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick, you're listening to it live on October 31st from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. If not, you can always head to our website, localfm.ca, and donate for our funding drive. Brian's going to let you know now what's coming in at number 3.
You're going to hear from the new Pornographers. Their latest is called Brill Bruisers, and it sits still at number 3. Here's Champions of Red Wine.
Spend them way undercover. Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was our number one this week. Caribou from the album Our Love, a track called Mars. You also heard Right On Frankenstein from Death From Above 1979. Sitting Still is the Physical World. And you also heard The New Pornographers with Champions of Red Wine from Brill Bruisers.
And that does it for another countdown and our Fund Drive show. Of course, we'll be around for a few more minutes. So if you want to give us a call, one last chance to call in, 648-5925, 506-648-5925. And that's if you're listening to this live on October 31st from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time in St. John, New Brunswick, local FM. Of course, where this show is recorded and broadcast from every week. And we send out after that for syndication across the nation to many great campus community and online radio partners. You can also get the show online at radioforall.net for download, and you can podcast this show on iTunes. Thanks to all of our syndicates, and if you have a chance to donate to them as well, if you're listening to this in another part of the country and you can donate to them, please do. You can also donate, it's never too late to donate, to Local 107.3 FM, and you can do that by visiting our website, localfm.ca. Join us next week. Brand new countdown for you and much, much more. All the great segments that you love, and we hope to have some artist features as well. Stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.